I would like to think that that is true. The fact of the matter is that all five Donegal TDs met with the HSE 2 weeks ago in Balbuffet, and I requested up-to-date information, as did other TDs, the position regarding the three hospitals. We're told very clearly that reports were being prepared by Rattigan's. They were doing a technical assessment. They were preparing a preliminary report. They gave us what the costings might be and that they would confirm the up-to-date at a later stage. And out of that meeting, Minister McHugh issued a statement and put a spin on it. I spoke yesterday with the executive in the HSE. And prior to that meeting of yesterday, we weren't invited to that. None of the other four TDs. The position is the same. The plans have not been completed, so therefore it's impossible to establish the type of funds that will be needed. Then that will have to go to the department and to the minister. And that's where it's at. I believe that the waters have become muddier now, and I think we have to be honest with the people of the three catchment areas of St. Joseph's, Lifford, and Remelton, so that they know exactly where they stand. But I want to confirm that both I and indeed my party are fully supportive of the retention of long-term beds in the three hospitals.
What Minister McHugh is saying is that there is $4 million budgeted for by the HSE for Remelton and for St. Joseph's in Stranorlar, and that a report is expected within 6 weeks which will clarify the future of Lifford, and he and others will be pressing to ensure that it too has got a long-term future. You believe it's not as clear-cut as that?
No, absolutely not. That's not what he's saying. In his interview last week on local radio, he stated that this type of money would be required and that he would be calling on all Donegal TDs to work together to secure the funding. Now, contrast that with funding being available. I know how the system works, and I know this for a long time, and I will now be asking the Minister on the resumption of the Dáil to clarify the position for once and for all, and I do hope that the outcome will be that funding will be required, not just to bring up the HICWA standards post-2018, but to provide the necessary monies to ensure that we have long-term beds for the future of the three in the catchment area.